Last Resort, the podcast.
Hello, this is the Last Resort podcast. I hope you enjoyed that test jingle. Peyton, how'd you like it?
God.
See, was it enjoyable?
This was a surprise to me. I didn't really know they were going to do a jingle.
We practiced when he was going pee.
We practiced like a couple times. We went over it a lot.
It was great. Let's maybe limit to that to this episode.
I'm recording that in a recording studio. I'm gonna make it really nice. Oh. Yeah.
Make it like yeah, Shakira.
Last Resort, a podcast.
That was good.
It's the mic. All right.
Silence. There we go.
Do you guys have any housekeeping?
We've gotten actually like a good amount of love from people.
Yes, yeah. Thank you all.
So thank you for listening. Thanks for like letting us know that you like it. That's pretty cool.
Please, what do you do? Oh, rate, subscribe.
Yeah, follow
iTunes,
us.
Follow on Spotify.
Do what you can.
We're up on all the outlets.
Mom, you're yet to listen to this, so please, for God's sake, Mom, listen to my podcast.
Kathy, please.
Mom and Dad, if you're listening, tune out now. I already argued with you over how Wikipedia was a legitimate source for like 25 minutes earlier. I don't want to have this argument again.
What was your side?
It is a legitimate source. 100%.
Yeah.
And I was saying you have to cite.
It cannot be, but I feel like most of the time it is.
Yeah.
Well, on larger articles, if you don't cite resources, then it gets taken down.
Okay.
And so it gets peer reviewed. And if the peer review votes it down, then also if it's recently edited, it tells you. So. And that's what I told my parents. And then we got into a discussion. They're like, well, someone edits the Joseph Smith one all the time.
That's funny.
Who does? Who
Yeah, I was like, ah, dang.
Wait, what do they edit
it's
on
you.
It? It actually is the most edited Wikipedia page. I don't know anymore, but at least like 2 years ago.
Really?
The most constantly edited
Wikipedia
page.
What would they just edit
page. It? People would edit it and then say like, Joseph Smith was a liar. And
oh,
then, like,
yeah.
Which, I mean, historically speaking, you can't say whether he was a prophet or a liar. You can just say 100% factually what he did and did not do. And I think that's why Wikipedia is a hard source for religious stuff like that.
Oh, for sure.
And so people would just go on and be like, here's the point where he lied, but that's not what Wikipedia is for. It's for 100% fact, not opinion.
Yeah.
You know? I see Whit kind of rolling her eyes there.
Oh, I'm not. I just zoned out a little bit. Sorry.
Thanks.
I was listening. I just like was not focusing my eyes.
She's crashing.
So it is a legit resource. I don't care what anyone says. If you're listening to this and you're in high school, first off, what? Second off.
First off, there's an explicit. Go to bed. Go to your room.
Yeah, I know you're like, what, 21 or something? I was. So if your teacher says it's not, you know what? Just kick her in the kidneys or something. They don't deserve to teach you. You know they use Wikipedia.
Shame on them for trying
Shame
to teach you.
Shame on them. You just need Wikipedia.
Yeah.
I have 2.5 pages of notes here.
Strictly from Wikipedia?
Nah. Some of it's from KSL,
okay.
Some of it's from
KSL?
BBC.
The Dugway.
Dugway. BBC did a lot of Nazi research, so with that, our episode today, I think I'm the only one with notes today.
Yeah.
So.
I have like a couple of tiny stories I can throw in at the end.
Yeah, that sounds great, maybe.
I have nothing.
I, for once, am doing something, rather than just being on the weather and sports.
By the way, how is the weather?
The weather today was god-awful.
It was good for me. I was snowboarding.
It was so windy and rainy. Last night was maybe the windiest I've ever seen it here. And
oh
that is
really
saying
yesterday
something.
Was bad, yeah.
Where I live compared to you guys is extremely windy.
Yeah.
Like people when they first built this community, shingles would blow off their roof if they built their houses too tall. So now they had to have different kinds of shingles.
That's shingles disease.
Yeah, well, they're all like 80, so I'd imagine
so. Do you guys want to try these mints that are going to clear our voices?
You're really not opening up some like Altoids right now. Like, right next to the microphone.
They're called Nippets.
But right next to the microphone?
They look gross.
They're black. Wait, so
they're licorice mints.
Yuck.
So these are supposed to clear our voices, right?
Got it.
Oh, they're stinky. It's like pure black licorice.
I don't want that.
It looks like rabbit poop.
I don't want that.
Ooh, that is strong.
I do not want that.
Oh, it tastes like coal.
It does taste like coal. What the hell?
I don't want that.
Gross.
Okay, fine. Don't eat it.
Ooh.
What can I split
it on? It kind of tastes like alcohol.
Should we keep it?
Here.
Spit it out. Are you gagging? Oh my god.
You want to spit it out?
No,
too?
I'm okay.
Pussy.
Oh, hell.
I'm a pussy for not spitting it out.
Chris swallows. You heard it here first.
That was bad. I'm sorry.
You're crunching. You're like, that's bad.
I'm sorry I got you this for Christmas.
Yeah, thanks for that shitty Christmas gift.
That's an awful gift. I'm sorry.
You got me you got me a $2 jar of pickles for Christmas.
I didn't know they were $2. My mom bought them.
Should we get going?
Yeah, let's get going.
Let's get going.
No, they're in it for the cheeky banter.
And just us talking about our day-to-day things.
Yeah, I just got back from Disneyland.
Which he lied about. He would not tell us the truth where he was going. It was confusing.
I told you the truth the first time.
You did, but they told us we were lying after that and that we were dumb for believing you.
We believed you the first time.
Idiots.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, so today I'm going to be primarily talking about strange Nazi experimentation and strange things the Nazis did.
Ooh.
It is extremely disturbing. I'm just going to warn you, if you've gotten to this point, the first quarter of what I'm going to talk about is extremely disturbing and gruesome. So there's that. A little bit of human experimentation.
You think this is going to scare me tonight to go to bed?
That sounds like a personal problem if it does. All right. So
is that so scary?
Everything scares me.
The Nazis were known to experiment on their prisoners. Any prisoners that they had, like concentration camps, of course, prisoner of war camps. Anywhere across the Third Reich's controlled territory. This included experiments, brutal experiments, like touching white phosphorus to people's skin to see their reaction.
Oh. Jeez.
Which would melt their skin, blind them. It would melt skin from six...
Sorry.
Jesus.
Okay, we need... Okay, we can't edit out any of your farts, and then eventually when we get enough, we're going to compile like a three-minute thing, audio, of just your farts.
Oh my.
I really hope that got picked up. That was a loud one. You're thinking I know how to react. All right, we can edit this out if we need to as well.
Well, we're not going to be able to because he was talking.
Oh, and it smells.
I'm sorry.
I hate you.
Okay, we can't react to them next anymore.
No, I'm reacting every time. I'm shaming you.
Let's just not react. It's like a scavenger hunt.
That would be exactly what you'd want is for us to not react.
It's a drinking game. Whenever you hear me fart, you take a freaking shot.
Oh my God. You're either Russian or dead by the end.
Yeah. All right.
So they would do things with white phosphorus to see the reaction where it melt people's skin all the way down to the bone from 7 feet away, which is pretty brutal. I'm glad you're laughing.
I'm not laughing. It just smells bad, dude.
All the way to sewing two twins together just to see what would happen in their bodies.
What?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, where? Like, what part of them?
That arm. And they would see how their bodies would work together because some of them, they thought identical meant identical and they wanted to see how far that went.
Oh, wow.
They did most of the experiments under the guise of furthering the powers of the Nazi war machine, like weapons, defensive stuff, all that. But it does, looking back, appear that the majority of the experiments were just simply carried out on the whim by Nazi doctors who wanted to see their own fantasies fulfilled.
That is crazy.
Yeah. A notorious set of these experiments were trying to push the human body as far as it could go in extreme conditions. This mainly consisted of experiments of things like freezing people to the point of where they pass out or die, just to see how they could combat this for the Eastern Front that they were about to enter. They also wanted to see the real effects of high altitude that they would be entering on a human, so they'd put prisoners into pressure chambers and increase the pressure until negative effects presented themselves, such as getting nauseous, turning blue in the head, and eventually dying. So yeah, they did this wanting to see, well, how can we combat this going into the Eastern Front, which obviously didn't work. Fuck you, Hitler. Blitzkrieg doesn't work every time, if you're listening.
Ooh!
Heyo, Hitler, if you're listening in Argentina right now.
With Elvis.
Dude, there's a lot saying that a lot of people believe that Hitler made it into Argentina.
Why is that?
Didn't they witness him shoot, killing himself?
No one witnessed it. They just found his body with a bullet in it. But they also did that with Castro and thought he was dead for several days, and it turned out to be an exact double.
Oh, yeah.
So, but with Hitler, there was like a bunch of tunnels found under the, what was it called? Like the Führerkampf. And it was like the Führer's, I want to say dome, but it's not a dome. It's the bunker. Thank you. The Führer bunker is what it was called. When they found a bunch of tunnels underneath it leading outside to the ocean, and there was a U-boat. When the war ended 7 days after Hitler supposedly died, this isn't in my notes. I just read this earlier. all the U-boats were commanded to come back, and all of them reported back within 1 week, except one of them didn't show up for 3 months after.
Ooh.
And it was reported in Buenos Aires, Argentina, that a unmarked German boat showed up with two people closely resembling Adolf Hitler and Eva Braun.
Really? Wait, I thought she was dead, too.
They thought so.
Okay. But she,
yeah, exactly.
Weird.
So it could have been an exact double. But
that'd be interesting.
That's so there was a man. Go ahead.
Do you believe he's dead?
Yeah, I believe he's dead. I'm just saying.
Okay. This is like an interesting.
But we like this. We like
what
this
was crazy about the U-boat was that when it turned up 3 months later, they had no explanation as to why. No one said why.
Really?
The gun on the outside was destroyed, and there were no evidence on the inside as to where they were, where they had been, and why all the fuel was used.
Weird.
Spooky.
And only half the crew turned up.
What was their, did they have any reasoning for it?
They literally did not give a reason. They just said, sorry, we're here.
Oh, really?
Yep, 100%.
How would they keep it a secret, though? How would all of them keep their mouths shut?
They just did. There's no evidence saying where they ever went.
That's weird.
Mm-hmm. It was called like U-556 or something like that.
Huh.
And there's absolutely no evidence tracing as to where it went, other than the U.S. reported to see a boat in Buenos Aires with people resembling Hitler and Eva Braun, but they couldn't go into Argentina to get them.
That is weird.
And so, yeah, and a lot of people thought, a lot of Nazis escaped into Argentina, like Josef Mengele escaped into there.
No, oh, really?
We'll talk about in a second.
He's the scientist?
He, if you can call him that. Yeah, I'm calling you out.
Eric.
Yeah, call him out.
Come to my house right now if you're still alive.
Catch these hands, bro.
You're going to finna catch these hands. Hands versus scalpel. So, yeah, they, after the altitude experiments, one of the more famous ones, this was carried out by Josef Mengele in Auschwitz. He was one of the leaders known as the Angel of Death, as they so nicely called him.
I think I've heard that, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people. He's one of the more famous. It's like him, Hitler, and Heinrich Himmler were like the three most famous, anti-famous.
And Goebbels.
So Goebbels, yeah. Goebbels was also pretty famous.
It was Goebbels.
No, it's gerbils.
it's hamsters.
I just had to stare at Whitney long enough and she laughed. So yeah, in Auschwitz there was this Nazi scientist, Josef Mengele, who's considered one of the most infamous Nazis ever. He conducted tons of experiments on human subjects, but his most odd and extreme obsession was with twins. Records indicate that he experimented on as many as 732 pairs of twins.
What?
Before his disappearance at the end of the war.
Pairs. 1,400 people.
Yeah, about 1,464 or so.
I was going to do the whole math, but I didn't want to sound like a nerd.
Do you think?
I do.
So, were these all these twins Jewish? Is that this
there the population were he was Jewish? From? It was what I was reading is that most of them were kept alive, except the Romas were instantly killed. For some reason, he really hated Roma gypsies.
Weird.
But, yeah.
Oh, but he would try to keep them alive?
He really bought into the Aryan belief that
bears.
Like, there was a story of a woman who, she was one of the surviving twins, and the BBC interviewed her, and she said she had brown eyes and blonde hair, and her sister had blue eyes and blonde hair, and that was, like, the only difference between them.
Oh, wow.
And so they took them, put them in wooden cages, and would insert, like, large needles into their spine, which they ended up figuring out they thought was to try and change their eye color. Anyways, so yeah, he was obsessed with twins. He would experiment on them, try and change their eye color, hair color. He also experimented with things like giants, what he called giants that were just tall people, midgets, people with cerebral palsy. He would try and mix. There was witnesses saying that he would make giants and midgets have sex to see if mixing them would have any adverse effects.
Weird.
And there was a story of a guy with cerebral palsy where they made him do it and he died a few hours later because of it. Yeah, so they wanted to see pretty much anything and everything, sewing people together, cutting off limbs and seeing how the twin would react. When he would kill people, he'd get a long needle that would go from outside all the way in directly into the heart and inject them and kill them. That's why they would call the Angel of Death, because it'd be the last thing they'd see.
Oh, Jesus.
And there was some where he would try and do enough to have them dead but also alive so he could experiment on their moving body whilst they were dead. Stuff like that. He was a really sick guy.
Ew.
Lots of movies have been based off of him. Nazi zombies, he was kind of one of the inspirations for it.
Oh, yeah.
And there were records indicating that the Nazis actually did try and create undead super soldiers.
That's disgusting.
But there's really not a ton leading to that, so I didn't really go into it. Well, that's more of the darker stuff, so sorry if that was unpleasant. Over? Yeah. The Thule Society,
was one of the strangest and most shrouded in mystery things during Nazi regime.
We like mystery.
Oh, it is so mysterious. They were formed during the last days of World War I and were primarily a religious occultist group that eventually consisted of a lot of Nazi higher-ups. One like Heinrich Himmler was a known member, and he was also the second highest Nazi out there, and he ran the Annenerbe and things like that. It was officially dissolved in the 1920s because they clashed with the Nazis at the time, but is believed to have been secretly integrated into the Nazi regime beliefs. It's believed that the idea of Nazis' racial purity comes directly from the Thule Society and their hierarchy, who, again, Heinrich was a known member of. Things like the Lebensborn program, which was the program to take what they believed to be racially pure children and integrate them into Nazi learning and eventually breeding programs, which never really came to fruition for most of them. I mean, they started doing it when they were like 15, when the breeding programs,
yeah.
I believe.
Like eugenics?
Yeah, eugenics. And yeah, that was called the Lebensborn program. I'm trying to speak as much German to flex in here.
Yeah.
The Einenaber. That's my favorite word I learned today. That's an awful word.
Einenaber?
It's an awful word. It's just fun to say. Einenaber. It is believed that much of what the Nazis believed came from there. They were known to believe in satanic worship and did things like group seances and practices of what's called sexual magic. I couldn't find out what that meant.
Oh, it's that song by Marvin Gaye.
Shut
up. You mean, isn't that sexual healing?
Yeah, I'm joking.
It's like a health potion.
Yeah, they...
Yeah.
Sexual magic to try and gain information from it.
Oh, sign me up.
From the other side.
So do you know how that went?
No, I couldn't figure it out. Yeah, it was just saying sexual magic.
Right.
Like translated from German.
Just like, we had sexual magic.
Yeah, seances, group seances where they would gather around and try and learn things from the other side. And also sexual magic, which I'm assuming...
Probably orgies.
Orgies and sacrifices, I don't know.
Yeah.
There were occult signs hidden throughout Nazi propaganda. Things like circles with different kinds of lines through them, stuff like that. The normal stuff, the owls, things like that, that you can often see on Nazi propaganda hidden. But no one knew it. Most people didn't know that that was related to the Thule Society. There is no evidence, though, 100%, that the Thule Society still existed after the 1920s because it was officially abolished. And the hard part with researching Nazi stuff is almost everything says there's no 100% factual evidence pointing to this, this, and this, because majority of the things the Nazis did were wiped out by burning the papers, people, killing everyone. There are lots of, like, crazy weapons that they supposedly developed, where there's this one called, that translates, I forget what it's called, but it translates to the bell, and it was, like, 50 tons, the size of a bell, jeez. And it had this weird reactor in it that would supposedly had such a strong nuclear reaction on the outside that it would turn things to gel, like it would liquefy people that were near it, and it would give off this weird purple glow, but it's never been found. It's 100% exists. They don't know if that's what it did, but that's supposedly what happened, that it killed several scientists, and then to cover it up, they killed 60 people on the program. Towards the end of the war, they killed them all. So and it was never found. It's believed to have been in like Argentina, and then they look where they thought it was, not there. Looked in Poland, not there.
That is crazy. I was thinking about that. Like, it's crazy that we live in governments that find it necessary to kill people because they know too much.
Ah, Dugway.
I think that we should make a movie about this.
About what? The movies or the podcast?
No, about like the freaking. Let's make a movie about our podcast.
The movie's about Nazi weapons, but it's through our perspective through the podcast.
Yeah, it's actually just a video of us sitting here recording this exact thing.
Okay, no, except Zooey Deschanel is.
Zooey Deschanel is me. That one kid from Maze Runners, you, Chris.
Oh no, the eyebrow kid. I don't want to be the eyebrow
Who's
kid.
Who's me?
Who is Jay?
Gay.
Bob Saget.
Yeah, it's just like 30-year-olds and then Bob Saget.
Yeah, it's Bruce Willis.
Yes.
Because I'm going Bob.
No,
he got the wig on. Bruce Willis in a wig.
I'll be the Sixth Sense Bruce Willis. I have the same hairstyle.
Oh, yeah, yes. Yeah, Sixth Sense. He's a good man in that one. Okay, wait, I don't think we introduced ourselves at the beginning of this.
Oh, we didn't.
Oh, I'm Whitney.
Oh, I'm Chris.
I'm Peyton. I'm on sports and your local anarchist... That's it.
That's it. Sports and local anarchy.
Okay, no, what I was saying we should make a movie about
yeah.
is, like, the nuclear reactor in, like...
Man.
They're just like the scientists in the time. Wouldn't that be crazy?
You know, even if freaking Steven Spielberg made that movie, it would flop. Don't nobody want to see that movie.
I think it would be interesting.
Yeah, so people who claimed to have seen the bell said it glowed purple when it was turned on, and it had like these turbines in it with this weird metallic substance in the middle. It was like some weird compound. It was called like Zerum 52. And they never found out what it was.
Really? They don't know like what?
They have
no elements.
The periodic table? They have no idea what it is.
Man.
They probably created a new element.
I don't think so, Chief. I feel like there are enough radioactive elements out there.
No, when they find a new one, they just make it
on
a periodic table.
But you would think they should be able to know like what components that.
They never found it.
Oh, they were found. Oh, okay.
No, they just found notes about it.
Okay.
And they were all extremely secretive, and most of them were damaged, destroyed, or in all the people that were related to it.
Do you know what this thing did?
Yeah. What people said it was that it could kill people just from the radioactivity around the bell. When it turned on the turbines on the inside. Supposedly. There's no evidence as to that, but just witness accounts. Yeah, it was just eyewitness accounts. But that's about it.
That's pretty wild.
That is wild. Yeah,
and it's things like that supposedly the Thule Society were big into of mass weapons from the occult. But that's more actual science. The occult signs appeared in Nazi propaganda, leading people to think that the Thule Society was still around. Also buildings, similar to like Masonic stuff that you can find in American buildings. It was stuff like that, like the Thule Society in Germany.
Wow, so they were pretty big then.
Back, they were almost as big originally in the 1920s as, like, the Nazi Party.
Wow.
But, yeah. But the Nazi Party rose a lot faster.
So the Nazi Party existed before, like, 1942, like, before World War II.
Yeah, well, it took them, like, 20 years to come to power and everything, and Hitler had been Chancellor of Germany for, like, 5 years before.
Okay.
He became in, like, 1937, I believe.
Was he always part of the Nazi Party, or did he just kind of
recruit it.
Oh, he started it?
Yeah, essentially.
Oh, okay.
Well, actually, what had happened is he started his own party against the Nazis. The Nazis were called something different and a little similar, and then he eventually took them over, took their name, and made something else.
Okay, wait. Is it true that he was, like, on death row and was given, like, one last chance to speak, and he talked his way out of it? Like he was set to go to jail for a really long time.
He did go to jail for a long time, but he was on... That's when he wrote Mein Kampf, was in jail.
Okay. But I thought he talked his way out of, like, and then...
Supposedly, supposedly that's the truth, that he was on, he did something, because he was a political opponent that said radical stuff.
Yeah, he was, like, rebelling against the government, pretty much.
Yeah, and that was it, essentially, because he was rallying against, like, the Kaiser and everything.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he eventually made it out, and at first it was one of those things that, similar to, like, other big regimes where someone comes into power and does a lot of good at first. That was kind of Hitler. There was a lot more food to go around in Germany. The money was worth more, stuff like that.
So that's how he initially got popularity then.
And most people hadn't actually read Mein Kampf.
Oh.
It was that they had heard about it.
Okay.
And that it was great and all this stuff. And majority of it was pretty nationally inspiring. But then there's those few chapters that they didn't really highlight on as much that like, we're going to kill every racially impure person.
Yeah.
And it's believed that he got that from the writings of the Thule Society. It was like...
Oh, really?
Because they talk about the ancient Aryan race. And that comes in here. My next subject is finishing up the Thule Society. They never know. There's no evidence as to how deep it went. Because there are people who talked about it on the front lines all the way up to Mueller, to everyone. It went very far up, so... I mean, not Mueller. Sorry, Trump. Heinrich Himmler. Same thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I didn't even notice.
Same thing. Being
very topical.
Calling you out, Mueller. Right, sue me. Actually, don't. You're Mueller. A lawyer.
He's a lawyer.
So the Annenerbe, that's spelled Annenerbe, was a division of the Waffen-SS that was created to promote the idea of Nazi racial purity through scientific means. Because essentially at the time when the Nazis came out and said that, even the German people were like, what the fuck? Like the rest of the world of scientific community, this was before they had like taken over and done anything crazy. They just expressed that, which was fine at the time. You know, if a country comes out now and was like, we're the best, we're going to be like,
okay,
nice job, Iran.
That's literally what America says.
That is true.
Not the same way.
Yeah, but freaking, I know all the people who are like, I'm just like, America's the best country.
I mean,
That's a different argument. It's not best country. It's that literally they are a superhuman race that came from ancient times, that they fabricated things to make sure that they thought that people would think they actually existed when there's no real evidence about it.
That's us.
The Annenäber was considered a major factor in why the common German at the time was eventually able to swallow the ideology, because these were the best groups of scientists and scholars the Germans had ever seen. These were people that were well-respected in the community, scholars, professors, scientists, that came together and supported the idea and had think tanks around the idea that the Nazis were from this Aryan race of mystical people that controlled the world. Every technological advancement and religious advancement had come from them, they believed. And they used things like think tanks that skewed evidence of ancient history to show it as if the Aryan race had existed before us and had done pretty much every ancient city and technological advancement. And they did crazy things like leading expeditions across the world looking for evidence of of technological advancements, ancient cities, things like that. One of the reasons the Nazis wanted so badly to go east further past Poland is because the Annenäber had claimed that they found scientific evidence that that's where the Aryan race had originated, and some still live to this day. And so people were like, this is our homeland, we have to go here. This is, it's like the Jewish faith to Israel, or pretty much every faith to Israel,
yeah,
is the same thing, but they believe that was the Eastern Europe was their holy land, from Germany all the way into Russia, was their where they had originated and were in their most pure form. And okay. So they claim we need to take Russia because they're ruining it. Didn't go so well. You'd think after those experiments they'd figure that out. They also made expeditions to places such as Tibet to see the power of tribal mysticism, which I'll get into in a little bit. That's pretty nuts.
Yeah.
Like, they went up to ancient monks, took them, made them come back to Germany, all this crazy stuff. They, in 1936, this is when I was interested in, it was one of their first expeditions, they made an expedition to northern Finland to record ancient pagan rituals and chants. They then went all over, they wanted to do this to compare it to their own songs, I believe, was what I got out of it. They wanted to compare it to their own writings and then eventually integrate that, saying that these were ancient, coming from ancient Aryan words and stuff like that, because this Finnish was like one of the most direct bloodlines to the Nordic people, which is where Aryans were believed to have come from, which is weird because then they claimed it was Eastern Germany. It was really confusing.
Yeah.
They went all over Europe, Asia, and even into Antarctica. There's a lot of theories around Nazis in Antarctica. I could make an entire podcast on that.
Really?
I really don't believe like almost any of them.
Drink.
Drink.
Yeah, drink
and for our listeners, that is shot number 3, I think. Is that what the count is?
No,
three. That's 3.
When did I fart again?
Earlier in the podcast? I don't know. Give me this shit.
I'm gonna listen, and if y'all wrong, you owe me
what?
A kiss.
No.
You owe me a kiss. Okay,
yeah. That's the kiss.
Thanks. The fact that they went to Antarctica is pretty nuts because they had to go through like foreign powers and everything to get there.
They could not survive the Russian winter, but they go to Antarctica.
Yeah, right.
So they did go to Antarctica for legit reasons, which I'll explain in a second. The more famous trip to Tibet, they went there and claimed they found evidence stating that Buddha was in fact, because they claimed that the Aryans, there was evidence that the Aryans had attacked China trying to expand, and that they had attacked Japan, all this stuff, claiming that like the Roman Empire were the Aryans, were the last Reich of the Aryans.
Okay.
That's why they're the Third Reich. There was the First Reich, which lasted thousands of years.
Okay.
The Second Reich was the Romans.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And that's why they had the eagle. Because the Romans also had the eagle.
Oh.
The Third Reich was the Germans.
Okay.
So, yeah.
What does Reich translate to?
Rule.
Rule? Okay.
That's what they said, it would be a rule of 1,000 years before the Jews could ruin it again.
Man, that's so...
They believe that...
So they think the Jews ruined... The Jews
They think the Jews are literally from monkeys, not in the sense of like...
Evolution.
Evolution, but in the sense that an Aryan broke off and had sex with a monkey, and that's what came out.
Really?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Human, exactly. They also believe that, like, Jesus was Aryan. They changed the Bible in Germany.
Really?
Jesus was a Jew.
Exactly. They claim
and Middle Eastern.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. If people... Well, when you're raised around that, and yeah, that's all true. You know, that's all you're going to know.
Yeah.
But it's like Scientology does stuff like that. I'm coming for you, episode 10.
Tom, I know you're listening, Tom.
Miscavige, you son of a bitch.
Miscavige.
I'm coming for you. We're still trying to
find a lawyer. Yeah, we needed a lawyer before that episode.
Y'all know a lawyer? Hey, Miscavige, can I borrow your lawyer?
What?
Man,
no
slide me a lawyer, man. No big deal.
Miss Cabbage, you call him out and ask for his lawyer. Okay.
Hey, Miss Cabbage, can I borrow a lawyer?
Oh, jeez.
His failed miscarriage.
Mm-hmm.
That's four. There are four shots.
You're killing our users.
They're gonna be
sloshed by the end of this.
Do not drive home, listeners.
We do not condone underage drinking or driving while drunk, so please don't do any of that.
I do.
If you're 21, take a sip. Maybe don't do shots for the drinking game because you probably will die.
You have to do shots.
Take a sip of wine.
You have to do shots.
Yeah. Okay, shots. Polls, actually.
Okay. They claim to find evidence stating that, in fact, Buddha was of Aryan Nordic descent, and that him and Hitler shared direct ancestry.
Him and Hitler.
Him and Hitler.
Wow.
Yep.
Wasn't
in
Buddha Asian supposed to be?
Yes, he was Tibetan. Yeah.
He's yeah.
So yeah, they claimed that he was one of the offshoots that had attacked that area, which never happened.
Oh yeah.
No one.
Why would Buddha attack?
No Nordic group ever attacked China. They never made it to China.
Yeah.
There's the mountains between. There's Russia, the Ural Mountains, all Siberia, all of that stopping them.
Yeah.
From getting to China.
So is this the beginning of fake news?
Yeah. Okay. Thanks.
Why'd you say it like that? It's like you're like a
like you were serious.
I was trying to be serious.
You were like on Larry King's show. That's what I imagined.
So is this when the fake news started? Yeah.
They took these priceless scrolls that have never been found of ancient history that was only kept in Tibet that was, like, priceless and precious to these monks. And they also took the monks that could translate them, took them back to Germany and made them translate them, and then changed what the translation said.
Oh.
Claiming that these Aryan Nordic people had come and done it. And unfortunately, there's no way to... know what they actually said, but we don't for damn sure. That's not what it said. Yeah.
Jesus, that sucks. Mm-hmm. So
there's a lot like that. Lots of art went missing, valuable stuff.
I heard about that. I heard, why, like, what was their obsession with taking art and all that stuff?
It was valuable.
Okay.
Because they knew if
just
they got
the value.
It. Well, think about, if you were going to take the most important things from France, the biggest tourist country in the world.
Yeah.
What do they have left, right?
I guess that's true.
I'm saying if you were to somehow destroy and or take the Eiffel Tower.
Oh,
or ransack the Louvre or something.
Ransack the Louvre. Right. They made the Eiffel Tower into a radio communications area. And then let them communicate even further all the way into England.
The Nazis actually did this?
The Nazis actually did that.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. Man.
It was crazy. What they would do is it's in St. Petersburg. There's this thing called the Golden Room, which was the single most... It's hard to explain it. The single most valuable room in the world still would be. That would be priced... It was like $500 million is how much that 16 by 16 room would have been worth. Because the whole room was decorated floor to ceiling in gold, diamonds, rubies. And it was made for, like, Tsar St. Peter at the time. And
then
they took it. They somehow took everything in the room. And none of it, not a single bit of gold of it has been found.
Yeah, most of the art they took hasn't been found, right?
Nope.
What are the theories behind that? Do you think they burned it or like they just hid it somewhere and
there
just hid
it? No evidence pointing to they burned it. They think it's out there. Really? Like all the gold, billions of dollars of gold out there. And not even because it's Nazi gold, it would literally just, if it were regular gold,
be worth inflation.
So much. It was like back then was billions.
Yeah.
Like so much in gold.
Wow.
And so.
We should go find it.
Yeah, I'm robbing it.
People, I was reading about that there was this lake that people thought it was, and like 19 people have died searching for it.
Really?
Because they thought it was in a
in
bunker
there?
Under this lake. And then there was a bunker in Poland that was found that everyone, like governments across the world, thought it was going to be there.
Huh.
Nothing.
There is a few papers and stuff, and some people believe it's like in a jungle in Argentina somewhere.
Why Argentina?
Because they were Nazi sympathizers. They allowed them to come in.
Why is that? Why were they Nazi sympathizers?
Because it was undeveloped at the time, and Germany was, at the time, realistically, like, the most powerful country in the world.
Yeah.
The single most...
I mean, look how far they got.
Well, if you think about it, the EU is probably more powerful, like, all what would modernly be the EU.
Yeah.
But none of them unified until it's too late.
That's true.
America wasn't nearly as powerful as Germany, even though they had more people and more money. They didn't have the technology. Germany had jets like 15 years before everyone else did.
That's crazy. America waited like so long to join the war too.
Yeah, isolationism did them good, but also not good.
Yeah.
If people think that if Japan didn't bomb Pearl Harbor and that they had taken over the UK, that like they would have been fucked.
Well, yeah. Well, because I feel like that's the only reason we joined the war was because we... Pearl Harbor.
That really is the only reason. Yeah. That, and the UK was begging for us and they were giving us a lot of money.
To do it.
Some conspiracy theorists believe that the Anno neighbor hid secrets from the rest of the government for themselves, such as secret weapons that they were developing in Antarctica that the rest of the Nazi party thought was for getting fat from whales to make margarine, because the Germans ate a lot of margarine. It was in all their foods, and they thought they were buying all this margarine from Norway because you could only get it from whale fat at the time. And so they were like, well, what happens when we get cut off from Norway and we don't want to pay Norway? The currency conversion's killing us, is what they were saying. So we want the whale fat for ourselves. And so the Anno neighbor led a expedition, three of them to be exact, to Antarctica to set up a whaling base.
Wow.
But a lot of people say that there were...
Do you have heartburn?
No, I had a burp.
it was like a... you just keep going.
Oh, Lord. It was my
story.
Oh,
man.
There were spy planes saying that they saw planes that they had never encountered before down there. Really small planes. There were some that said they were like 3 feet across. And they were like 3 feet across and like 9 feet long, which was crazy back then. That's a tiny plane. And so none of them, and they never found. There were supposedly like 8 of them that were never found.
Wow.
Some people just thought they were little expedition planes to explore the area in Antarctica. But yeah, there were supposedly U-boats reported down there that were never officially on German record. All this stuff that makes people believe that the Anno neighbor were... hiding things down there from the actual German government under the guise that, hey, we're going to go get some whale fat, which they did, but they eventually, it costed so much more to just go to Antarctica and back than it did to pay Norway, which never ended up making a difference, really.
Yeah.
Like, Norway was never really cut off from them.
So it's pretty crazy that they went to Antarctica that far across the world for whale fat. And then the secret weapon testing was never really proven, but it's accepted by several governments that they did. And there are still people today that claim that they, like scientists and researchers claim that there have been weird sightings, like bases that they'll see way off in the distance. And obviously in Antarctica, you can't go look, but there have been weird artifacts out in Antarctica. And there's stuff you can see on Google Earth that's really weird shaped that looks like there's a building frozen underneath ice.
Wow.
There is the most popular one is there is a pyramid looking thing. That's like a perfectly pyramid shaped mountain in Antarctica. And I don't know if any of you have seen the first Alien vs. Predator. Have you?
I think I have seen the
They
first
talk
one.
About it in that, and that it's actually like
alien
high city.
They go in it, don't they?
Yes.
Yeah.
But a lot of people believed it to be like a Nazi thing, or that it was an ancient civilization the Nazis went there to study.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that like a big theory that Nazis got help from like some ancient kind of civilization?
And it was the other way around. They thought the only way that the Americans were as powerful as they were was because we had help from aliens during the Roswell incident.
Oh, wow.
They thought that our weapons and everything, they thought the nuclear weapons had come from the Roswell testing.
Huh.
Yeah, which is pretty nuts, but I don't believe it, not for a second. I do think the Nazis thought there was stuff down there, though. I really do, so I don't know.
They supposedly were kind of their own thing that a lot of people were mad about. The Anna Neighbor were this thing that a lot of Nazis disapproved of because they thought they were too occultist. They also partook, Heinrich Himmler also partook in things like seances, believed in the occult, wanted alien, he believed in aliens that would come help them, stuff like that. And there's no evidence that they ever found anything like that, but I don't know if you've seen Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. That's a documentary.
That's some real shit.
That's some real shit, brother.
It's like Indiana Jones. Okay.
It is, with Shia LaBeouf.
It's the best one.
LaBeouf.
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 Yeah, there were a lot of weird going-ons in the Nazi party. So, yeah, that about covers my coverage of the Nazi party, also sports at 5.
I thought, okay, so maybe this wasn't you then. Recently, there was someone telling me about how the Nazis had a weapon that was could only be transported on, like, train tracks. Okay, yeah.
That's not really, like, a conspiracy. That was something that 100% happened.
Yeah, yeah, but you can just talk about it. That's kind of cool.
It's about weird shit.
Yeah, it was a weapon the size of a blue whale that fired bullets the size of a rhinoceros.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mounted on train tracks, because the only way it could accept the recoil and move efficiently was on train tracks. When it would shoot, it would move like 90 feet back from the recoil, and it took like 30 people to operate, but it could also shoot like 90 miles, which at the time nothing else could. It could shoot. They also, the bullets were so powerful, going so far, so fast, they had to factor in the curvature and the speed of the earth moving below it.
Whoa. That's so insane.
Man, those Nazis were freaking.
How do you do the math? Yeah, how do you do the math for
that? I don't know. The Nazis were like so much more advanced than the rest of the world is pretty nuts.
Their scientists were brilliant. Albert Einstein was German.
Albert Einstein was German, but he hated the Nazis.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Good for him.
And a lot of them
glad
did.
He came on our side.
But the thing is, a lot of Nazis didn't know what they were doing. More than half of the Nazis supposedly did not know about the concentration camps and stuff like that.
Really?
Why would a Nazi scientist need to know about that?
I guess that's true, but didn't everyone else know about them? Like, oh, really?
German citizens had no idea.
So Americans had no idea about the concentration camps?
That was one of the scariest things, is when Russians and Americans came in, they had no freaking idea. They had
so
heard
they just
words.
Found them there.
They thought they were POW camps. When they came in, they thought they were Russians, but they weren't. When
I just got chills.
The
Russians, crazy.
The Russians found them first. And they wouldn't. They made them put on different kinds of striped pajamas, roll up, put their numbers down, mark everything down. Because the Germans were burning everything faster than they could keep up. So they were getting eyewitness accounts before they knew that these people were going to die for the most part. So they got all their eyewitness accounts. One thing that kept happening was Americans would feed them too well. Like they'd give them candy bars and stuff and they'd kill them. Because once you, chocolate's like very bad for you, you know?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So when you're like, when your body's your stomach, not used to it, they'd give them a chocolate bar to a little kid and it'd kill them.
Man.
They didn't know that though. But eventually it had to be that Americans were not allowed to carry food near concentration camps.
Oh, that's so sad.
And what's even sadder is they had to lock them back in.
I love chocolate.
People were running out. Like they were like, oh yeah, the Americans have come to save us. And the Americans knew if they went out, they'd die. So they had to lock them back in.
Yeah.
Just sad.
I think you told me that actually.
The Americans and the Russians had very little idea that was going on.
That is crazy.
Because it was very few Nazis knew what was going on.
Man.
You know, so it was one of those things. They knew they were killing Jews, but they thought, you
just
know, you'd go into a
like
ghetto and see bang, 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 bang.
Yeah.
They didn't know or account for all the people missing because they were too caught up in the war. How would the Americans know between the Japanese and that? The Japanese did some stuff that was just as messed as the Germans. Like, not really experimentation, but just going into cities, leveling them, raping and killing everyone.
Man.
Oh my gosh.
In America, we had, like, our own version of like
the internment
camps.
Yeah,
it was internment camps.
One of the biggest ones was out here in the West Desert.
Yeah, which is crazy.
Where Dugway
like
is.
Where they kept
the
Japanese Americans.
Yeah, and it was bad, too. Like, they kept them there for so long, but like by the time they let them out, like, their homes were gone. Like they didn't know where they had nowhere else to go.
Yeah.
It was,
they kept them there for, like, several years, some of them.
And just because they were had Japanese descent, like, ancestry. It's crazy.
Yeah, real sad.
I know.
But it was out in the West Desert Proving Grounds area where...
Which transitions right to...
Dugway Proving Grounds. So yeah, in conclusion to the Nazis, if you're a Nazi, eat my entire asshole.
The entirety of the ass.
Circumference of my asshole.
Oh my God.
All of you skinheads, don't come to my house. I will shoot you.
Yeah, the one demographic of people we don't want listening
is damn
skinhead.
Are white supremacists.
Maybe.
I'm just trying not to have haters of any kind listening.
Unless you give us good reviews.
I want
stop the hate unless you give us good reviews. if you give us five stars. But us, okay.
Okay.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I want smoke.
You want what?
I said I want this smoke. Pull up. So yeah, that transitions well to the Dugway Proving Grounds.
Nice.
I take half a shot for that. The Dugway Proving Grounds, which I have been teasing for quite some time. It is, to give a little background, Dugway was created in 1942 to test biological and chemical weapons. It's about 85 miles west of Salt Lake City and is part of the 2,624 square mile Utah test and training range. The site itself, so just Dugway alone, is about 800,000 acres. If you include the rest of the Utah test, which is about a little bit bigger than Rhode Island, if you include the rest of the Utah test and training range, it's a little bit bigger than Maryland.
Wow.
So it is a massive place where no surveillance is allowed to fly over, for one.
This is still a thing.
Oh, yeah. It's 100% still a thing.
We drive past it. Well, you can't see it, but like you pass it going to Wendover.
Yeah, and there's fences and stuff. And
like that long road.
Yep.
This weekend, I'll see you. We're going to Wendover.
It's not as guarded as like Area 51.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of weird stuff has become declassified in recent years. Like 2015, a lot of it became declassified.
Really?
We still don't have answers. You'll ask them, like, what the hell is Birds to Tularemaria? That was a project, and no one knows what the fuck it is.
And they didn't tell what it is?
Mm-mm. It's just in code words.
Why tell us the code words, then?
I don't know.
Weird.
Or Autumn Gold. But yeah, a lot of information has been declassified, and some of it's really weird. Different codename projects like the Birds to Tularemaria or Autumn Gold, but a lot of them were never declassified. One of the strangest that I found was Operation Bellwether, and if you go through it, it appears to have been a project studying weaponizing mosquitoes.
Hmm.
And this is a quote from someone who had found these documents and everything, saying, quote, "They loaded up mosquitoes with what they said was an inert disease, an inert bacteria, an inert virus, and released these to local civilian populations of the United States," meaning us. Back in the 1970s, they released dangerous mosquitoes onto the local populace to see what it would do.
What?
Thank you, government, for that.
Yeah, thanks, government. Jesus Christ.
That's probably why we're the way we are.
Stuff like that, yeah, it's really, really scary.
Man, and this is in Utah.
Secret stuff like that. They claim now to only research for defensive, chemical, biological, radiological, and explosive defense materials to, quote, meet warfighter standards. Although it has come out recently that they did experiment secretly on human soldiers for many, many years, which they did admit after several years of prodding. People found evidence saying it. Soldiers came out saying, there's these adverse effects. I don't know what it came from. And it found out that they were being secretly experimented on at the Dugway Proving Grounds. And the government would not admit it.
Like with pills? Like what would they be giving?
Like biological testing, weaponizing stuff.
Holy shit.
There's a lot of like crazy biological weapons that they were testing that were really bad.
It just burned when they peed.
Yeah.
There was, in 2015, an accidental incident where Dugway shipped anthrax to labs around the country.
Oh.
And the labs did not know that they were receiving them.
My hell.
And in 1968, a dangerous nerve agent that was similar to like a chemical gas. A nerve agent, you know, that would stop your nerves from working, be extremely painful, was accidentally released, killing thousands of sheep in the nearby Skull Valley.
Oh.
Yeah, they are also now, which is cool, which will be cool for us, working with private companies like Boeing, testing spacecraft such as like the Starliner, which is their answer to SpaceX.
Oh, cool.
So it'll be, the landing pad will be there. Another mysterious thing was what we'll call the Dugway disappearance. In 2011, a man named Joseph Bushling left his regular commute from the Dugway Proving Ground into the desert nearby, where he was never seen again. He left at about 4 a.m. to head home, and his coworkers say that he was a curious guy who would go looking around in the desert and such, and believe he may have gone to look around. About a week after his initial disappearance, the police found his car in a ravine at the top of a hill 65 miles away from Dugway's main gate. To put this in perspective, the hill, there's a picture of the hill, was pretty steep and no road on it.
And then there's a ravine at the top. He drove a Mitsubishi Lancer front-wheel drive. It's not like he was in, like, a truck. He's in a little Japanese Econo box that shouldn't have been, like, it's odd how it got there.
Yeah.
So, the police found his car 65 miles away from Dugway's main gate. They then found his hat several days nearby, but they never found any other traces of the man himself. The last thing anybody had heard from him was several messages that his coworkers received, first stating, "Hey, I need a ride. Call me back." And that was the thing. And it was at 4 a.m. when he left, so no one was answering at the time.
Yeah.
And they said he sounded frantic, like he needed help, upset, and scared. They also said at the time it was cold, raining, he wore flip-flops and shorts. But he was an Army veteran medic. He was in the Army for several years. He was a combat medic in the field.
Wow.
Knew the desert pretty well. And so it was strange that he would just disappear and die off in the desert, is what people were saying. Especially when it would be raining and everything, so it wasn't as easy to die. But search and rescue search for him from the point of Dugway's main gate to there, never found any traces of him other than his hat. A lot of people believe that he may have stepped on unmarked and untriggered ordinances that he triggered killing him, such as mines or other chemicals.
Find, like, peace, maybe?
That's my thought.
Yeah, yeah, you should find, like, debris.
And that was his coworker's thought. His coworker's still searching for him. This is 2011, and they're still searching for him.
Oh, man. Well, I mean, I feel like...
On the ordinance, the thing is, for one, it probably would have been recorded that there was a...
Yeah.
But, I mean, maybe 65 miles away, maybe not.
I feel like maybe they would have at least found, like, a finger.
Maybe. Think how big 2,624 miles is to find a finger.
Yeah, you don't think
do they have thoroughly? Do they have active
2,624 miles? I don't think they searched it that thoroughly. Because the thing is, if he went 65 miles away, that's a long, huge square miles to search for him. Because not to mention, he could have walked...
Oh, so the radius was 65 miles. They just don't know.
They don't know. Well, he went 65 miles in a straight line or whatever. But then they don't know if he went miles away from there. Uh-oh. He was up in the mountains, in the desert. Could have been an animal. But again, they probably would have found his bones and scat.
Somewhere, yeah.
Or a carcass.
Yeah.
Things like that. You're a child. That's the official term. That's what
Why
you would say.
Why do you say poo?
Because that's what you would say concerning scat. An animal and bones. Like an owl scat is where you find bones. I'm talking about animal scat.
Oh. I thought you said his scat.
I said found in an animal scat. Oh, my.
Oh, okay.
If he got eaten, but there really aren't many big predators out in the West Desert like that. If he was further into the Ochre Mountains or something, there would be mountain lions.
Yeah.
But again, not so much.
Yeah, look, like a mountain lion is the only thing I think.
And they don't eat all of humans.
They would eat the whole thing.
No, that's the thing. They don't eat bones. They don't do any of that. So that's what's strange to me. The detonation of the ordnance sounds the most reasonable to me.
Were there active mines, though?
There was weapons testing. So what they do out in... This is outside of Dugway now at this point. This is the Utah, what is it called? Utah Test and Training Range. They fire ordnances. They will go and have jets test, and because they'll fly in from Hill Air Force Base up north and shoot at ordnance, because it's the only place they can do that where they can fire live jet fire.
Yeah.
Detonate weapons, things like that. So, yeah, it's a really strange disappearance.
That is super weird.
Strange magic.
It's just, and they never found blood. They never found anything. And they said they ruled out foul play or suicide either. They said that he was perfectly happy. He had plans to be home. Disappeared. Especially the fact they said it wasn't a suicide because he was calling for a ride in distress.
Yeah.
And
why do you think he was freaking out? Like, what if it's like aliens?
So,
they said he wasn't freaking out. They just said he sounded distressed.
Maybe he's lost.
Distressed.
Yeah, that's the thing. Wouldn't you be distressed if you were in flip-flops, your car was stuck, and you were in the West Desert?
Like,
I feel like I would tell them. I'd be like, hey, like, this is what's happening. I need help. I would be like, hey, can you give me a ride?
Well, I think they said he said, give me a ride when he was at Dugway.
Oh, okay.
But either way, maybe he got out of service limit.
That's true.
I mean, out there, there's not much, especially in 2011.
I feel like, though, if, like, he stayed with his car, they would have been able to, like, they found his car easily.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't find his car easily. It took them a week to find his car.
Oh, so never mind. Okay.
And then they took him several more days to find his hat nearby, like 2 miles away from there.
Okay, so weird. Retract my statement.
So it was probably that he walked away somewhere. But again, there's only a certain distance he could walk in that amount of time. They were searching with helicopters, dogs. They could not find him.
That's strange. That especially with the dogs. That's really weird.
Yeah. So people, I mean, deep conspiracy theorists were like, man, he knew something. The government was killing him. But he really wasn't like a scientist or anything. No. He was a soldier.
Yeah. And I feel like, man, what if it was like some weird conspiracy thing where like he was a soldier and he did know something was going on at Dugway, so he went to go like do something about it.
And they, she was and they 65 miles away, though.
Yeah, that's like, true.
Well, he was leaving, and then he knew something, and they did it. They put him to an end.
Maybe they did know. To him.
I mean, also, it could have been like a chemical ordinance, maybe.
Yeah, it could be like or some also, radiation.
There are definitely ordinances from a fighter jet that if they explode a guy, there's not even going to be a finger left of him. You know?
Yeah,
the pink dust.
Yeah, it's just going to be a pink mist. But again, yeah,
pink mist.
But wouldn't they maybe find blood?
Yeah. Or something.
I feel like they'd find some forensic trace.
Then again, I don't know the terrain out there that well. It could be gnarly terrain.
It could be like mountainy.
And honestly, it sounds like they weren't sending the FBI to search for him.
Yeah.
It was search and rescue.
They weren't super, yeah.
So, but it's a sad story for Mr. Bushling. Shout out to you.
We're going to find his body this weekend. Let's go.
And then directly after, go find the old missing Nazi gold.
Yep, we're going this weekend.
We're going for 30.
Spring break.
Spring break.
Spring break.
Spring break.
Spring break.
Spring break.
We'll stop in Miami.
Yeah. We'll stop in Buenos Aires, Argentina. Yeah, that'll be tight. You know what I mean? What's up, girl? So that concludes this episode. I'm glad.
Wait, I got a little correction to say about past episode.
Oh, okay. Lord.
So I was informed by our friend Mikey that Guyana is not an island. I called it an island like 4 times in the first episode.
Oh, really?
Yeah, apparently. I
can't believe I didn't catch that.
Yeah. I was like, freaking on some BS that night. So
good.
Wow, way to cite your sources. Oh yeah, Whitney told me to cite my sources. Wikipedia, KSL News for Dugway, and Wikipedia for the Nazis. Majority was BBC as well for the Nazis for a lot of the experimentation on people and stuff. Yeah, so I'm glad to have been able to participate in an episode. I'm really sorry I haven't done much in the past. I'm now saving myself for marriage and or the Scientology episode.
He's going to be quiet. He's going to be completely quiet the next,
I'm just going to say, episodes. Did you guys see how detailed my research was?
That was well done.
Yeah, wow.
That was very well done. You've stepped up the game. I'm going to start doing what you do, just write everything out.
Yeah, you got to type it down.
Okay, but if I do that, I know I'll read off of it, so I have to do bullets.
Yeah, I think that's a good, it's to each their own, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
An hour five, I carried it both subjects. Can I at least get like a cheeky lap dance or something from someone?
I won't give you a lap dance.
I wasn't asking
but I'll
for
sing you.
You
a song.
I was asking for our listeners.
give Peyton an emotional lap dance right now.
Yeah, give me a wet kiss on the mouth.
Open mouth.
A kiss.
So yeah.
You win.
Any concluding thoughts from either of you on this concerning?
I think that is crazy, and I think you did great with the research.
Thanks. Yeah.
That was something I was going to say. Dr. Josef Mengele was never officially found right after. He escaped to Argentina. This is what the BBC said.
So he actually went to Argentina.
Fact, he did. And he escaped, but before he left, he was like, I know what the Russians do to people. I'm not staying around to find out firsthand. That's what his quote was.
Yeah.
He said, I have no intentions to staying with the German Reich enough to find out what the Russians are going to do to me.
Russians
especially.
Are fucking brutal.
Compared to the Germans,
No, not compared, but still, Russians were very...
Actually, the Germans did have some, like, breaching protocol when they'd go into cities. Don't rape and kill these women. I mean, a lot of it wasn't followed, but the Russians were like, ugh, have fun.
Yeah, they were like, go crazy.
Yeah. But so he went to Argentina and lived all the way up till 1979.
Oh.
Whoa.
Where
he drowned.
That's how he
How'd he drown?
I don't know.
Someone drowned him.
No, they say he was like, he drowned.
No way.
My God.
No, I think it was in a river. He drowned.
Oh, really? Man, my first thought was that he was killed by someone.
He fell asleep in a hot tub.
No.
He didn't wake up when the water hit his nose.
He drank one too many margaritas in a hot tub.
One too many mics.
Well, they said he lived a decently lavish life. Like, it wasn't living in a village or anything. Like, he would have lived a decent...
Did he have money?
I mean, yeah.
Buenos Aires is not freaking...
expensive.
I mean, it's, like, not, like, shitty.
Like he didn't live in Buenos Aires. He lived in Argentina, like in the jungle.
Oh, somewhere.
Like in a small area, but he had his own living quarters, all this stuff. But he drowned and lived up. I think he was like almost 70.
Oh, I see. Wow. Okay.
But yeah, it's pretty crazy. He was the highest Nazi official that was neither killed nor captured. Because Goebbels was captured. Heinrich Himmler killed himself. Hitler killed himself. And then what's his name? Whoever. Hell, no one cares about. He took over Nazi Germany after, because he was like the fifth man.
Oh, really? Yeah, no, I don't know what you're talking about.
He held the Nazi regime for 8 whole days. After Hitler died, a bunch of Nazis started turning against them. Like, there was this, like called Siege of Castle something, where the Americans were sieging, and almost all of the Nazis turned against the Nazis and started killing each other. Wow. And the Nazis joined in the American ranks, and some of them were granted extradition to live in the United States afterwards. Oh. And were given medals as war heroes.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty crazy, because it was like almost 1,000 people.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Wow.
So, yeah. The Germans were your great these days, but not so much in the old days.
There was a dark period.
It was a real long, dark period.
A real long, dark period.
Up until, like, 1987, Germany didn't have it so good.
I guess that's true.
They didn't. And now they're, like, the richest and most populated country in Europe.
They're doing well.
They're doing well.
Beautiful country. I really want to visit.
Mr. Gorbachev, take down that
Tear
wall.
Down
Tear
this
down
wall.
This wall. Yeah.
Reagan.
All right, well.
Good night, Raleigh.
Good night, Houston.
Good night, San Diego.